The Education Department is making progress in securing its data, but it wasn't enough to satisfy some members of Congress. Lawmakers spent 3 hours grilling Education's acting secretary and its chief information officer, leaving them with a real warning. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on the department's ongoing cybersecurity problems. Hi there, Jason.
Hey, Jared.
And this was the second hearing by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on education's cybersecurity shortcomings. How much progress have they made since the last time they were in front of the committee?
Well, the department is actually under a lot of pressure. I mean, if you remember that hearing, and I think actually you covered it, Jared, the inspector general found very few obstacles in their way when they basically did a friendly hack of this of the education department's network. And over the last few months, they've taken this very seriously and buckled down around security and the network security and data security since that November hearing. Danny Harris is the education department's chief information officer.
Since that time, the department has enhanced its progress by standing up an integrated project team that will be tracking all corrective action plans tied to FISMA or financial statement audits. I believe focusing this level of attention by senior members of the agency will help ensure we meet our targets. The team will meet on a weekly basis to ensure that all corrective actions are resolved based on the dates provided to and agreed upon by the IG.
Now, this is not just top-down support or top-down attention. The department has also increased its use of two-factor authentication, so there's some operational challenges. And, Jared, we know two-factor authentication means the use of smart identification cards under Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. Right now, they're at 96% of privileged users and 85% of non-privileged users. Now, Harris fully admits education has a long way to go. Listen to this exchange between Congressman Will Hurd and Harris showing just how many problems education still has.
54 software programs that y'all are using are no longer supported by the vendor. Why is that?
To a large degree, many of the systems owners of these tools, sometimes it's an OS, sometimes it's an application or a middleware, simply didn't have the funding to upgrade them, or from a mission perspective, decided that it wasn't.
So what do you need to do in order to fix that problem?
We are looking to do three things. We're looking to either upgrade or retire 90% of those by June. The remaining will have to have documentation that says the Department of Education accepts the risk. We will absolutely not allow anyone to sit out there and just say, well, we'll do it at some point.
Now, education also has enlisted the help of the U.S. Digital Service Office from the White House for best practices and really looking at their processes to improve how they secure, how they ensure that their data is safe. And, of course, they're hiring more cybersecurity experts, which I think every agency across the government and every private sector organization is trying to do as well. So the three things, top-down approach, obviously the attention from the senior leaders, more expertise coming into the agency, and specific focus areas like high-value data assets, upgrading or getting rid of outdated software.
And Jason, as your story on federalnewsradio.com points out in some great detail, the reasons that lawmakers have some concerns about Mr. Harris are not just related to the cyber sprint and two-factor authentication and IET issues. There are some other reasons that they're not satisfied, shall we say.
I think you're absolutely right. But at the same time, it's all that's connected back to cybersecurity. I mean, these are not new problems for education. They've been dealing with poor FISMA scores, Federal Information Security Management Act report cards, for 6, 7, 8 years now, ever since Danny Harris has been the CIO. And they believe in some ways he's just not paying enough attention to the job. And if he is, he's not doing a very good job. And I think, yes, the hearing focused on cybersecurity. But as you alluded to, Harris's conduct, and you know, he called it a lapse of judgment. Some members of the committee called it borderline criminal. But basically what Danny Harris, there was allegations against him, and the IG found support that he was operating two side businesses. As he called them, they were hobbies, but there was evidence that went both ways that showed that they were businesses or hobbies, car detailing and installation of home theaters. He also was a consultant for the City of Detroit school system. He also teaches at a university. So he has all these jobs, and he's still trying to be the CIO. Now, Harris says, listen, I may have had some bad judgment. I may have done things not as well as I could have, but I work hard. I work 12 hours a day. You can look at my leave and pay, and you don't see me taking a ton of time off. It's not so much that, yes, he made some mistakes. Yes, he didn't report income to the IRS like he should have. And yes, that's probably illegal, or most definitely is illegal. Yes, he got a slap on the wrist from the agency, but he kept getting outstanding bonuses. He kept getting awards. At the same time, the cybersecurity troubles are not better. And listen, as you we reported before, Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the committee, has said the education, if they would be breached and they would lose their data, would be double, three times, four times worse than what happened with the Office of Personnel Management.
Right.
And I think that's where this is coming from. Is Danny Harris the right person to do the job? Now, even if you dismiss Harris's conduct as a lapse of judgment, his success in securing the data of more than 139 million Americans is that really at the heart of the lawmakers' concerns. Congressman Mick Mulvaney offered this warning to Harris and Acting Secretary John King.
Well, we're not here today to have anybody fired, at least in my mind. Lose the data, and it's a different story. Start losing people's bank records, and as unpleasant as this hearing may have been, it's going to be a whole different level of unpleasant. Lose the data, and the next explanation you're going to have to give to this committee is why you shouldn't be fired. That's as plain as I can put it. So as reasonable as I'm trying to be today in laying out for you what we're not here to try to accomplish, you can expect me and others to be fairly unreasonable with our patience next time if you lose the stuff. So please, don't lose it.
And Mulvaney was really saying what a lot of the members are saying, which was pay attention, do what you need to do and get it done. Stop with all these other side activities. There's no reason to be auto-detailing at work or worrying about home theater installation at work. Focus on what matters, which is the cybersecurity of this data and the systems. Now, to be fair, Jared, Danny Harris stopped doing this extra work as of 2013. So a lot of these allegations came in 2010, 2011. So what we're talking here in 2016 is stuff that hasn't been happening for several years. But at the same time, cybersecurity still hasn't gotten better. And I think that's part of the concern. And again, Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, other members of the committee also put education on notice about their cyber failings, calling the efforts inadequate and saying you need to fix this now.
Yeah, and as you kind of alluded to, Chaffetz has taken this on as hobby horse is probably not the right word, but he's definitely taken interest in education at cyber. He talked about this specifically in a speech that he gave last week at last month at the National Press Club. So he's going to obviously continue watching cyber education issues as part of his oversight role. So what's next for the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee as far as all of these matters are concerned?
Well, I caught up with Chaffetz after the hearing to ask him that same question about, okay, so what comes from this hearing? Now, we know Chaffetz isn't shy, right? He's been calling for CIOs to be removed. For example, twice he's now said Donna Seymour, the OPM CIO, should be fired for her actions as part of the OPM breach. But Chaffetz wasn't ready to take that same stance with Danny Harris.
The Department of Education, the Office of the Chief Information Officer, it's pathetic and not necessarily getting better. It couldn't be any worse than it is right now. They house the data of 139 million Americans. It's a financial institution about the size of Citibank. And I'm telling you, it's a major, major flaw. It's a problem, and they don't get it.
Have you brought this to OMB's attention at all? Do you feel like this is a meeting with Tony Scott, the federal CIO? You've been very vocal about Donna Seymour over at OPM that she needs to resign. Are you calling for the same thing for Danny Harris now?
Look, we're going to digest what has happened here. I think we'll have people at the Department of Education who are inevitably watching this get back to us. So we'll let the dust settle a little bit, but they need to take action. And to the extent they do and get it back on track, hallelujah. That's what we're trying to do. But I worry that they're just playing defense and cover up, and they're not really dealing with the underlying systemic problems.
Now, Chaffetz says the problem isn't just with the CIO's office, but he believes it's across the entire department. There's this lack of accountability for actions not only taken by Harris, but across the board around cybersecurity. And the decision by Acting Secretary John King, as well as other senior officials over the last few years, not to punish Harris for bad judgment is also disconcerting. In fact, it came out during the hearing that they thought about reassigning Danny Harris out of the CIO's role and in the end decided not to. And the Justice Department didn't determine there was criminal prosecution was necessary. So there's a lot going on here that Jason Chaffetz is unhappy about, but cybersecurity is at the top of the mind, given the data of 139 million Americans.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And as we said earlier, much more details on this entire story that we've been talking about at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.